Welcome back to Hey Julie here on Julie Land. Today, we've got the band Box Elder. Hi, guys. This is Matt and Bryce. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Julie?
Hi, Julie. How are you from Florida?
Yeah. So you guys are down in South Florida, right?
Correct.
Is that where you guys are from?
Jupiter, Florida.
Jupiter, Florida. Yep.
Do you think that vibe influences your kind of island music, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a very on the shoreline surf culture, and that's very much where we're from, and you know, it's where the music comes from. So yeah, absolutely.
How long have you guys been Box Elder?
We have been Box Elder probably since '95. Started releasing our first albums and first album in about 1997. So, you know, about 10 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. It's been a long, fun trip.
We're getting old.
Yeah, join the club. But that's all good. So, do you guys tour? You do the whole life on the road sort of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, at different times, you know, we tour different areas. And right now, actually, we're blessed to be on our home beach right now looking at the ocean. But, yeah, absolutely. We've toured on an international basis. And we hope to tour again as well.
Where's your favorite place to play?
Well, I got to tell you, of all the places I've been, Jamaica was a really fun time.
Wasn't that nice?
Oh, my God. I just found some pictures yesterday. Julian brought them up, and it brought me right back to the quad with the acoustic set with everyone.
It was
very, very free feeling, the islands, the trade winds, and of course, the White River.
Yes. That was, by the way, for all you guys listening out there, Box Elder joined me and a bunch of friends down at Hedonism 3 for a trip we call Soul Days, and they were our entertainment. You guys rocked. I want to know, so every once in a while, you guys would just disappear. Were you guys living the hedonistic life there at Hedonism?
Well, I did.
How many times did you get laid by how many different women? Can you tell me?
Well, I don't know. I can't really say, you know, but I definitely had my fair share of tasting the fruits, so to speak.
That's a crazy place, isn't it?
It was great. I really had a good time with the Russians. That was my favorite time.
Yeah, yeah.
I just really enjoyed just everyone being so uninhibited and free there, and, you know, the surroundings and good vibes, you know. Really, really fun time.
Does that kind of open nudity, did that freak you out at all?
To be honest with you, no. One of my favorite surf breaks is Black Beach in San Diego, California. It was
sure.
A nude beach, and I surfed that beach for years, and you know, I'm from a very liberal upbringing. So to me, it's all good, right?
Absolutely. Do you surf naked?
I don't. I think that would create a little wax rash, you know, that might be a little bit
that
irritable.
Might be tough. I'd be scared to lose something.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. Are
but,
you typical?
It took a little while to get used to playing volleyball naked, but, you know, we got over it.
It takes a while getting used to watching volleyball naked,
you know. We were really close to playing naked, but, you know.
Yeah, Chris tried to get us to play naked for the acoustic.
We almost did it.
We almost did it.
You know.
Oh. If I would have known that, I would have pushed. I would have pushed you right over the edge if I would have known. I would have helped.
We were teetering.
Yeah.
Hey, we were sitting here looking at your website, and it looks awesome.
Thank you. Some hot chicks there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Are you guys into porn? Do you watch?
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah. I definitely dig porn.
Yeah.
And you know, we just got one of our songs featured on Tristan's new video, so that's pretty funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah.
Tristan Taramino is who we're talking about.
Yeah. Her, I forget the name of her new video, but I could tell you probably right now.
And do you know, like, what's happening during your song, and is it...
I forget if we're actually in the introduction or we're actually in a scene. So I'm looking it up right now as we're talking here. So
that's funny. Like, you know, some girl's getting it hard and there you are singing your acoustic in the back. Is it that?
Exactly. Yeah.
It has something to do with ass, I guarantee it.
Well, yeah, I would say so.
So So, Julie, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm doing this. Hey,
like
I had my 10-year anniversary of night calls.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Just recently.
And here's congrats on that.
Thank you.
That's great.
So, how do you like Florida?
I love Florida.
Do you really?
You know what? It's got a nice, like, the sun and fun, like California, only I think it's even more laid back. California used to be laid back, but it's too stressful here now.
You know, there's a lot of people in California.
Yeah,
exactly. You know,
a lot of people, so everyone's scurrying around just a little bit more high intensity out there.
Absolutely. So right. I'm really digging the lifestyle in Florida.
Yeah, it's a little bit more. You know, it's like Jamaica without mountains.
Yeah, I miss the mountains, but that's good.
Yeah.
So when you guys are on the road, are you the typical pig rock stars?
Actually, you know, we're pretty true to form. On the road, I gotta say, no, I mean, you know, we definitely get, you know, our partying in.
Yeah, I definitely do my fair share of partying for sure.
You know, but you know, we usually had a torn team where, you know, it's been a good team. Half the team is very reliable and, you know, in bed on time and driving safe while the other guys are raging. So, like, we always balance each other out very well. You know what I mean?
That's funny. And are you in a bus, so it's hard to, or a van? I mean, how do you guys travel?
We're, like, in a big SUV with a trailer. So, you know, you get, like, family. You really do, because you're sleeping on each other's shoulders half the night, you know, or sharing hotel room beds. And, you know what I mean? You're just charging the rock and roll lifestyle, late-night partying. And
Where do the groupies fit?
What's that?
Where do the groupies fit?
Groupies fit in the front row of the show.
That's it?
In the front row and at the show. And,
sometimes we put them in the trailer.
Yeah.
Just pull them around.
Because
you guys are hot. I mean, they must be, like, you have a lot of groupies.
We see so many beautiful women. It's so hard, you know? It's like you almost, you know, it makes you wonder. You know?
But why don't you? I mean, tell me why you wouldn't hit it. You've got, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll.
That's it. You know, me personally, I've been happily married for 5 years. So for me, it's easy to focus the sex and then just go have fun with drugs and rock and roll.
Wow.
So that's been my solution to all you listeners out there.
Okay.
Focus.
Focus. And what about you?
I usually fall off the wagon and screw up, and then I gotta come home and make some kind of a
flowers and candy and all that.
Matt is a juggler.
Gotcha.
No, but I've been getting better over time. You know, I'm really, I mean, I've definitely had my fair share of troubles, but they've been good times.
Yes, it's always good times, and they always get us to where we're going. You know.
Give me a good on the road story. Like, if you guys were going to write a book, and you're like, this one has to be in it.
We wrote the book, you know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
God.
Well,
we call that the X-Files.
We're going to release
the book called the X-Files.
When we release the X-Files, we'll let you know. That will be for ears only, but, you know, I'm trying to think of something else that's pretty kind of exciting. I mean, geez, on the road for 10 years, I have so many. If I could think about maybe the top.
We're not doing such a good job here of keeping your listeners excited.
I'm trying to think, you know. One time that stands out in my head, not like it was
you
a...
You can tell
me. No, I'm not telling you on that. You know, that trailer incident was pretty crazy one time. One time we fought for our lives in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, traveling with Surfer Magazine, this great tour. We surfed from South Florida to New Hampshire every day, surfed all day, and played music every night. It was such an intense time. I mean, there was such good energies meeting the local surfers, being that we're local surfers from this area.
Right.
The Surfer Magazine. We all grew up on Surfer Magazine, and the photographers. We were touring with a soundtrack to the Surf Energy movies, and we're in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. Everyone's hanging out in the RV. We're driving. We're watching movies. We're partying. Everything's totally cool. And boom! The whole fender of the wagon, like the whole fender of the RV, comes detached and sparks. It looked like Las Vegas, and then the sparks came flying in the trailer, and it was like almost a really terrible accident.
Rolled the RV and exploded into a
million, and it was almost done. And then out of nowhere, like this really cool, it was like an angel on like Highway to Heaven or something. This trucker guy stopped over and just was totally like hooked us up. And
nice.
I think it was like an angelic experience. And that's one that always stands out in my mind.
Wow.
That was really
kind
of crazy.
How about those surfer girls?
Surfer girls. There's so many of them.
You know that movie?
Nowadays, there's so many chicks surfing
and
they're all
Wahini.
So
yep.
hot.
What
yep.
did you call them?
Wahinis. The Wahinis.
I tell you, that movie Blue Crush is like my own personal porn.
I love that. Yep. Hot waves and hot babes.
It's nothing better.
Yeah.
Well, when we're on the road, Bryce has always got the Wahinis chasing them down. They're always trying to get in the RV and.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, he's got to fight them off.
I'm good at it.
So if you have a long board, does that correlate to anything?
A long board kind of represents, around here where we're from.
Yeah, I mean, longboarding's made a huge resurgence, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not the size of your board, right?
Yeah, it's not the size of the board. It's how you use it.
All right.
But, you know. The longboards are for beginners in as far as surfing goes.
All right. Gotcha. What's going on now? What's coming out? Where can I find your music?
You can get everything. You can find everything that you want in the digital world on iTunes and Rhapsody, all the MP3 download places. You can find it. You can find us at boxelder.com. You can find us at rootsmusic.com, which is our independent record label. Has like four or five awesome bands from South Florida and Central Florida. All the music is available online at the store there. And so you can buy CDs online. You can find us at iTunes. You can find us on the web. You can find us on MySpace. I mean, we're pretty much everywhere.
Awesome.
And, we really recommend checking out our little record label. There's some great music up there, some great merchandise, T-shirts, and... You know,
we threw a great Roots music party. That's the label last night here locally in Palm Beach Gardens, and it was just great. We had the Burnin' Smyrnins down from New Smyrna. That's right, the Burnin' Smyrnins.
Yeah.
and it was just such a great reggae party. $10 at the door. It was a good time. We had a blast last night. Several hundred people gathered, and we were jamming all night long till the wee hours. It was wonderful.
We're a little hungover. We heard you were hungover too, Julie. What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, like I said, it was my 10-year anniversary, so there were several parties that I had to attend, you know.
Nice.
After 10 years, everybody wants to buy you a drink. It's crazy.
I hear you. I mean, geez.
And you're back out. You're in L.A., so you're loving it. You're having a little reunion out there, right?
You know what? I have to tell you, I am bi-coastal, and I love it.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's way cool.
Yes. So, I've always lived on the coast.
Yeah.
Hey, so Julie, how's married life for you? Is it tough, man? Do you still miss the freedom of not being married?
No, not at all. I absolutely love it.
You love it.
It is nice, isn't it, Julie?
It
is. How long have you been married now?
6 months. So
it's been 6 months.
I saw Kelly when I was up in Orlando at UCF. We were doing a show, and I saw him.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's good. It is. It's a lot of fun. I was wondering all my life if I was going to find somebody that would accept the things that I've done. You know, I was a little public about my kink. And, you know, to find somebody that's cool with it is a lot of fun. So
that's awesome. Yeah, that is rad.
I'm trying to find someone like that, too.
Yeah, you might need to help Matt out. Matt's kink seems got the best of him lately.
Yeah, we were just... I was
monkey on his back.
I was just talking with Nina Hartley, and we were talking about how you have to find somebody that's at least in the same kink range, or else you're going to have all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
That's right.
But if
and
that
makes... there's all sorts of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, are you recording now, or are you just...
Yes, we are. We actually we have some songs, coming out. A couple tracks that we're dropping. Actually, it's coming together swimmingly, quite swimmingly.
Nice.
And so,
We're working on a whole new album of rock material, and we're working on a whole new album of acoustic stuff. Bryce and I are going to release an acoustic album.
Wow.
The whole band's going to do a full rock album.
A full rock album, yeah. We've been doing a lot of the acoustic stuff, Julie, kind of like you know, that day in the quad.
Sure.
We played out there. We've actually been traveling around the state, and it's been going really well. We call that chapter of Box Elder the Blueberry Sessions.
How fun.
That's been going really well for us as well. So we're going to record an acoustic album as well.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much.
And I can't wait. You're in Orlando. We'll come out and see you guys.
Oh, yep. For sure. We'd love to catch up with you.
So much.
We're back up there in March or something, so you have to come out.
Perfect. I look forward to it. Everyone, you have to go to boxelder.com, roots.com. Look for them on iTunes. You want to hear this music. This is some of the best reggae out there. And it's got a lot of heart. I like your you know, the vocals and the what am I think the word lyrics.
Lyrics.
Right. This message is very important, you know.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get it out there. Trying to get the whole unity vibe and vibe out there, you know?
Are you guys like, oh my God. Are you spiritual? Do you guys practice or is it just, you know, the music that...
I think the music is our church, you know, surfing is our church. I was raised Catholic, but, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't related to any certain religion, but I'm definitely a very spiritual being, and I try to project that in the music as well, you know.
Beautiful.
That's our church. I think that the ocean and the music is our church.
I think the music kind of purifies us. You know, we all have our issues and problems, but when we get up there and have a bad day, we can get out and play some music. We always feel better after, you know?
Yeah.
And we feel better listening to it. I love it. Live to love, love to live, guys.
That's it, Julie. You know it.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
And we will see you very soon.
Julie, we love you. We love Julie Land. We miss you.
We'll see you soon. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
That was Box Elder, everyone. Be sure to go check them out. You will like it, I promise. And we'll talk to you next time here on Hey Julie.